The six members of the band known as Chaotic Inquisition are in rehearsal.
We can be held down, we know what we want. Don't tell me no, I'll just keep moving on. We can be the same, but that will be blind.
They are polishing an original tune for a studio recording session and a concert, which will conclude the 2 weeks of Girls Rock. The camp aims to build confidence in young women ages 10 to 16 and to encourage more of them to pursue music. The founder and executive director of the camp, Ray Faring, says she was struck by an observation she made while lingering in a store testing instruments.
I was in a guitar shop for a good 2.5 hours, and I watched the kids come in and out for their lessons, and I didn't see any girls. None. And I was just so surprised.
Faring was inspired after watching a documentary about the first Girls Rock camp in Portland, Oregon, and she brought the concept to Des Moines in 2013. She's trying to get more girls strumming electric guitars, plucking basses, and pounding drums.
I've seen campers who can't even hold their instrument the first week just comfortably. It's just awkward, and they're, you know, gangly and not sure what to do with it. And at the end of 2 weeks, they're killing it in a concert in front of people. It's amazing.
The lead singer of the group Exodus of Adolescence, 14-year-old Kira Stiefvater, is in her first year at Girls Rock.
I thought it would expand my horizon in the music field, and I felt that if I, you know, was in a band, that would help me, and I've always wanted to be in a band.
Kira's bandmate, 14-year-old guitarist and bass player Isabel Robinson, has attended all three Des Moines camps.
There's no judgment, there's no drama, and you're with people that are doing the exact same thing as you, and it's really awesome, and it's easier to bounce like ideas off of each other, too.
This supportive environment is evident in a so-called shout-out board, a collection of Post-it notes bearing encouraging messages to campers. One reads, "Sierra can rock the ukulele after just one day." Another, "Mila, never let the shine in your eyes fade." This positive spirit can also be heard in the pep talk delivered by Faring during the Chaotic Inquisition's rehearsal.
Remember what we talked about yesterday, that like being super hard on yourself? You have no reason to do that. It sounds fantastic. I am telling you, as a guitar player, I'm watching your hands. You are doing it just right.
The lyricist for the song the band is practicing is 12-year-old Stella Logsdon. She's also the group's lead vocalist. She says it's a challenge to be a young songwriter.
I think that the hardest part is just finding something to write about, because we're all, like, we're 10, 12, you know, whatever, and we all have, like, different experiences, and we don't know anything about, like, love or, like, really, like, real struggles or anything.
What she does know about is the message delivered at Girls Rock Camp. Girls are capable of anything as long as they stay true to themselves. This theme is central to the song Dive to the Heart.
Who are you?
Stella and 42 other young women have been living a dream the past 2 weeks. They've been killing it in rock and roll bands. In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.